Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. Mathews moves to second. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mathews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Crandall moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Crandall scores. Aaron goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. Adcock moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Tapp reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tapp moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tapp scores. Hobby moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crandall. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Crandall steals second. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Logan scores. Shane Dienst moves to second. It's 6-1, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Dienst scores. Sparn moves to second. It's 7-1, Braves. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mathews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Adcock strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Logan strikes out. 1 out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier pinch runs for Red Shane Dienst. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cottier. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Cottier steals second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sparn strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. Al Heist pinch hits for LTAP. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Will pinch hits for Joe Schaefer Knuth. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Braves. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Mark Freeman now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.